This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Man and another driver of going well over 100 miles per hour in street racing right here off of Highway 27 and County Road 33 near Leesburg. I'm your Lake County community correspondent, Jarrell Baker.
I was born that night, but not last night.
I wasn't either.
I know what street racing looked like when
years
I see
old.
It. Okay?
Yeah.
You guys are street racing.
No, I'm not a street racer.
Lake County deputies say that 85-year-old William Bosworth was clocked at 110 miles per hour last Friday night.
Did he say 85?
That's right. 85 and smoking a cigarillo, buddy. Street racing in the middle of the night, 85 years old.
I ain't street racing.
I ain't street racing, you sons of bitches. Commies! Fuck yeah. I love this.
85. And what was it clocked
110?
At?
Street racing.
No, I'm not a street racer.
No, Lake County Deputy near Leesburg.
No, I'm not a street racer.
I am not a street racer.
I'm your Lake County community correspondent, Jarrell Baker.
I was born that night, but not last night.
I wasn't either.
I know what street racing looked like when I see
old.
It. Okay?
Yeah.
You guys are street racing.
No, I'm not a street racer.
No,
Lake
I'm
County
not
deputies
a
say that 85-year-old William Bosworth was clocked at 110 miles per
did
hour.
Did he say
110?
Bosworth?
Yeah, that's right.
He did say
that's
William
right.
Bosworth.
That's right. I don't know what your point you're trying to get at there, but
yeah, you know what I'm fucking getting at. So just shut it.
Last Friday night, during an alleged street race that ended with handcuffs.
Oh, well, the fact that he was 85 street racing, that's kind of shocking.
Is it?
It's not shocking.
Well, it's. I mean, you don't expect blue hairs to be out like his bedtime 7 p.m. He's 85 years old. You know?
Some of them never grow up. Look at us. We're still doing a fucking goddamn dick and fart.
We're not 85.
Might as well be.
That's definitely jail time for sure.
What a fucking idiot. Well, definitely jail time for sure. Well, crack me up.
I neglected to edit out the jerk off on the street, so I apologize for that.
Out of the vehicle!
Stepping out, sir. Jesus Christ. Hold on a second. I'm turning my lights off.
His alleged opponent, 57-year-old Philip Signorino, who was...
I'm stepping out. Jesus Christ.
clocked at 125 miles per hour in a red Corvette before being pulled over by another deputy further up the road.
Okay, so the important takeaway is he won. Yeah. Because he was going faster.
So is there any reason you guys are street racing? Because you're 110 and he's 125.
No, that guy, he swerved at me.
Deputies say it happened all right here where the two men were flying down the roadway near State Highway 27 and County Road 33 all before midnight.
For shit, again, he's, you know, should have been sawing logs for 6 hours by this point. Didn't he have a 3 a.m. breakfast to get going?
Drivers who travel the corridor every day, the allegations are surprising, but the speeding is not.
See a bunch of people, the ones that want to veer in and out, you know, cut you off. I get cut off every day going up 33 or just going up 27.
What's the problem?
125 miles an hour.
No, sir. Absolutely.
Hands on your back.
Investigators say that after arriving.
Absolutely not. No.
Oh,
120 at the most.
The jail Signorino referred to himself as the driver of the one that won the Corvette.
I told you.
Both men are now facing charges of racing on a highway and dangerous excessive speeding. I'm your Lake County Community.
That's great. Race on the highway. I have the arrest video for the old guy if you want to see it.
Okay.
Douglas, if you don't mind, a little help here. A little help.
Do me a favor, cut the car.
Oh, sir.
Cut the car for me.
He's got music blasting, too. He's smoking a cigarillo. He's got tunes blasting.
Cut the car for me.
Uh-huh.
Give me your license.
Oh.
My bad. It's going to be a Corvette Red. I'm sorry. I have my cars mixed up.
You sons of bitches. I wonder what he was listening to.
Is there any reason you guys are street racing? Because you're 110.
Glenn Miller.
Yes. In the mood.
I don't know why I'm saying that'd be me.
You know what I heard the other day? And speaking of Bob and Tom, they were talking about it. I hadn't thought of this song in 45 years.
Wow.
But that version of In the Mood, that's just chickens.
Yeah, oh yeah.
See, I hadn't thought of that since I was a little kid, I bet. And they mentioned that the other day, and I fucking pulled that up. And, well, this is ridiculous. Up my alley.
But when you're a kid, it's the funniest thing you ever fucking heard.
I'm like, all right, I'm in. I pulled it up right away, and I go, all right, I'm in. I am in. I can't deny it.
He's 125.
No, that guy, he swerved at me.
He's still smoking. He swerved at me.
This guy's probably got dementia, doesn't even know who the fuck he is, you know?
Behind you guys, since we came from off of Leeds, come out of Leesburg.
He swerved at me, and he shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
And,
So I had to teach him a lesson. Ah, damn it, you sons of bitches.
I am out just having a little ride in my favorite car, and I'm not about to do anything with anybody, but when somebody swerves at me.
You wouldn't swerve, but listen. I have it on my dash cam.
Okay,
I have everything on camera.
All right.
I turned my radar around. You were going 110 in a 45.
Yeah.
He was going 125.
He was 110 in a 45?
Wow.
Well, they didn't mention that in the news story. 110 in a 45.
That's how reckless driving there.
Now, when you call it reckless driving, is that directly from Dr. Genius or...
That is Dr. Genius.
Okay, we need a stinger or a tag or something for Dr. Genius.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, I don't know what we, man.
I have to think of something.
Yeah, we have to think of that.
45. I couldn't get both of y'all, but my partner then caught him right there.
Okay.
Is there any reason that you're going that fast?
Well, that only because he swerved at me and I wanted to get away from
him. He's 125 in the past. Before
I wanted to get away from him.
Caused a problem.
So, what you guys were racing for? What reason?
No, I wasn't.
Listen,
you know what? Listen, does this matter? You caught him doing 110 in a 45. It doesn't matter why. Just give him the fucking ticket and quit being a fucking dick about it.
No, I don't think this is a ticket situation. I think this is a we're going downtown situation. 110 in a 45.
Oh yeah, well yeah.
I mean that's. But I think some of it is, and I'm not an expert, I'm guessing. I think some of it is that they're establishing the criminal's state of mind and trying to establish a pattern of lying and this and that and the other thing. So that may be some of this. But I, again, I'm not an authority. I don't know, but that's my guess.
Hey, fuck you, pig.
Would you like to have seen that?
Filthy screw.
Charles Manson was right. What? Come on, man. That's not very nice. There's a dead baby there. What? They buried the baby with Sharon, too, man. Mm. That's bleak. That is, yikes.
Yow.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
I'm obsessed with this Hollywood Graveyard show that's on fucking YouTube. I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Hollywood Graveyard.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. William.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I wasn't born last night.
I understand.
I was born that night, but not last night.
I wasn't either.
I know what street racing looked like when I see it.
Motherfucker. Okay? Yeah, I think you might have been born before sunrises were invented.
One of the fucking Paleolithic era. Fossil.
You are about maybe 5 seconds younger than the Big Bang.
Yeah. There's a layer of soot and then this guy below it. He's a fossil, I'm telling you, folks. What do they call that? The layer that separates dinosaur bones from the rest of the earth. Where the meteor hit, and there's this layer of...
Well, a fucking myth, according to Ken Ham.
Boy, no other podcast...
You know it's only 6,000 years old, right?
No, I know people that believe that.
Oh, I do, too.
Buddy,
do, too.
It's the wildest.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys are street racing.
No, I'm not a street racer.
Well, you guys were racing. You're at 110. Listen.
I didn't...
You're at 110 miles an hour. He was at 125 miles an hour. You didn't intend to?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No.
You got your registration to the vehicle?
Yeah.
I got it. It's right here next to my 9, pig.
Stuff's over on fire.
No, you know, this old guy'd have like a fucking Derringer or something, you know?
Fucking replica of the pistol that shot Lincoln?
Yeah, right. Gets out, slaps him, challenges him to a duel.
The South shall rise again. What?
I keep it.
Oh
my God, he's got a whole fucking binder of stuff. What do you...
Of course he does.
I almost just said, what are you, 90? Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Brand new.
I am not 90. 85.
You sons of bitches.
385 kind of deal for my 1012.
I don't intend to cause anybody any problem, and I don't want any problem.
Okay. Are you aware? Are you aware of the super?
Don't drive 110 and a 45, old fart.
Super speeder law.
Excuse me, sir.
Are you aware of the super speeder law?
Am I aware of what?
Step out for me.
I guess that's a no.
Super Speedo. Fuck, I'll have the Speedo.
Thank you very much. I'll take the soup. Speaking only for myself. The Super Speeder Law. Oh, Spreader. I thought it was Spreader. That's what I got convicted on. It was the Super Spreader Law.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
5 or 6 different girls came forward.
Sure.
There was a whole incident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Set. You know, after you put the 50 pounds on?
Unapologetic. Fucking spread seat around like a fucking lawn sprinkler.
I thought that was Super Soaker.
Well. You wear the Super Speeder Law? Hi.
Take your seatbelt off. Take your seatbelt off.
Yep.
Go ahead. All right. Do me a favor.
Yeah, you're...
Step out.
You're going downtown,
buddy. Cigar. Sit on the back of your car.
His fucking pants are slung way down low. His big fucking guts hanging out. I love this guy. Jeez, he's smoking a cigarillo.
Big old fucking red, white, and blue eagle on his fucking shirt.
Yeah, he loves the country,
man. Loves America.
You know you voted for Trump 3 times, fucking guy?
I'll put that on.
All right, turn around. Put hands behind your back.
Hands behind his back? He's going to pop a rotator cuff. What do you mean? Behind his back? He's 85 years old.
Snap like dry kindling.
10:15 also.
You're going downtown, buddy.
I mean, and to be fair, this car is really low to the ground. It's really small and really low to the ground. This guy gets out of his car easier than I get out of mine.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. Sure.
Nick, if you can start next rotation for my vehicle. So you're going to be going to jail today for, you're going 110 miles an hour. You're well over the super speed of law. You're over 100 miles an hour in your street racing. Okay, so you will be going to jail for that.
Oh, he's got sweats on. Oh. Explains everything.
Today. Street racing.
Okay, well, you might not call it street racing. You might call it highway racing, okay. Road racing, whatever you want to call it, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? Yeah. Whatever you're doing, we don't condone that here in Lake County, okay?
Where was this at? This is in Indiana, right?
No. Oh, no. It's in Florida somewhere.
Oh, was it?
Leesburg, Florida.
Okay. I heard Leesburg. I was thinking of Indiana. So, Florida. Under Florida Statute 316.1922, the state imposes criminal penalties for dangerous excessive speeding. This applies to drivers exceeding the limit by 50 mph or more, or driving 100 mph or more.
I hope they fucking execute him. I've had it.
Unlike Georgia. So Georgia, Florida, Georgia, and some other fucking.
I heard there's a line between those.
Huh?
Florida, Georgia line, oh, the Jesus band.
Fucking Christ. Law enforcement can arrest drivers on the spot in a mandatory court appearance. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they did with old fucking Mr. Italian guy also. Oh! Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to TGO Radio. It's the episode before our 4th of July episode next week.
Yeah, talk about all the idiots that blew their fucking fingers off.
I can't wait for the... Jeff and I were talking before we went live. We were talking about our favorite show of the year. Or mine, anyway. I can't speak for Jeff. My favorite show of the year is the show after the 4th of July where we talk about, you know, we have four stories or more about guys blowing off their fingers. We had one last year about kids setting off fireworks in a park and terrorizing white people and fucking, the other thing. And it's my favorite show of the year.
It's my favorite. It's right up there. I mean, my, it's probably my second most favorite show of the year. My first favorite is the last show of the year.
Hey, we can end this. This doesn't need to continue. Right now. I'll come and take all my monitors and my shit and go home. Am I going to fucking do a podcast about fucking Rubik's Cube?
What you doing at work? Doing about work. How's work going?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this.
Got a new job, man. You're fucking just swimming in money now.
Well, buddy, it's...
We're drowning in debt. I'm sorry, drowning in debt.
It's a little dry right now. Friday, it'll be a lot better, but right now it's...
You get a check this Friday? Yeah. Right on, baby. Yeah, two more days.
I'm going to be watching the account at 6:30 a.m. like a fucking crack addict.
Holy casino here.
Wait for that.
Call in sick. Go to the fucking casino.
Yeah, they're going to put a red carpet out for me. I should call off and go to the casino. You can't call off on payday.
Yeah, no.
That's a rookie move.
That's a bad move.
You can't do that.
That and
when
Mondays.
I was in management, I hated kids... I had a guy who did that. I hated it, so I wouldn't do that.
Yep.
But I made a tactical error yesterday. What I'm doing in my position is, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but a lot of stuff ends up funneling toward me. So since they have no actual training for me to do, what they've done is kind of send me out to see how things operate in different parts of the operation.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
And I went out with the remediation team yesterday, and this project was yesterday, Tuesday, moving a lot of very heavy boxes and furniture. And when I say heavy, I mean, they're 500 or 600 pound pieces. They're all a million years old. They're going to last forever, but they're very, very heavy. Okay.
Is this something you're going to have to do on a regular basis?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is something that I can see how the business works.
Okay, okay.
So they told me that's the assignment Tuesday, and I go, on Monday, and I get in the vehicle with them Tuesday, and I go, guys, I'm going to apologize in advance. I've been sitting at a desk for 6 years. I put my foot on backwards about a year and a half ago. I'm not going to be much help for you here today. I'm just letting you know, if it was 10 years ago, I could compete, but not now. I'm just letting you guys know. Ah, it's fine. Whatever you can do. So I get there and I start moving boxes and I am struggling.
Yeah.
Okay.
That fucking manual labor shit sucks ass, don't it?
And I'm at my absolute hottest firing at 35% capacity. I am.
Well, it's too bad it wasn't one of them 90 degree June days, you know?
When I tell you I am finished in the business.
Oh, yeah.
And I understood before I got there, that, you know, that it was that. But thought I could be a little bit more help for a little bit longer.
Nope.
I got a couple hours in. And I texted the HR guy. And I go, I can only imagine this is some kind of humiliation ritual. Because otherwise I don't know why the fuck I'm being asked to do this. And he texted, and that's almost exactly what I said. And he texted me back and he said, hey, your job is to kind of observe the process. You didn't have to do any of
that. Those motherfuckers, we got an extra hand today.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you got to help us, man.
And I,
You know what, though? I'd have felt like shit standing there just watching those guys work. Exactly, I would have jumped in.
Exactly,
you know?
I mean, I said.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in the way. So
yeah.
I went, as soon as my pride was felt better, I went back in. I kind of, you know, there was one gal doing inventory, and I talked to her, kind of went over her process.
Okay.
And then I watched, you know, some of the gals, you know, like kind of wrap things. I watched the guys move some things out. I helped them take down some TVs and from above the fireplace and some stuff like that.
Did you get yourself a new TV?
No. No. My TV is years newer than the one that we took down.
Wow.
This must be an old person's house. But anyways, at some point I went and just got back in the truck because I'm not going to – I'm in the fucking way. I'm embarrassed of myself. And I'm just going to get out of the way. So I went and I text the HR guy again. And I go, what's the plan to get me back to the office today? Because they told me this is the last day at this house, and they're going to be here till the evening time. And just between us, I'm not relishing sitting around here all day. He goes, I don't know, it was the last day over there. You didn't know, huh? You didn't know? Eventually, one of the gals there got to a natural stopping point. She peeled off, and we both went back to the office together.
Okay.
Fast forward to this morning. I go to the other office where I meet the HR guy. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm kind of giving him the rundown of what happened. And I said, incidentally, doesn't need to be a company vehicle, but the next time we do this, whatever facet of the job, I'm not going to sit out there all fucking day. I'll take my own car. I don't care. But I'm going to go out for a couple hours. I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to observe.
Take some notes.
And then I'm out.
And then I'm out.
Yeah. I'm leaving. I would prefer it be your car. But if it's mine, fine. But I'm not sitting there all fucking day because that's silly.
Yeah.
It's very silly. And he was like, yeah, well, okay, then that's what we'll do on Friday then when you go out. And so, but I just, you know, when I tell you that my silly old ass is finished in the business.
Yeah.
Every business, buddy. I'm done. I can't imagine it being worse than this.
Time to get back in the gym. Hit them fucking weights.
Well,
come on, yeah. Champ. Get back in the game.
Ooh. But I'm here to tell you, I'm finished and don't see an end to it. I have no interest in trying to make it better. I'm just going to, you know. But man, I got to tell you, I took a fucking beating yesterday. Then he goes, yeah, you're there to observe. You're not, you didn't have
there and to I just observe. Went, you're not there to work.
And I just went, well, all right.
Sounds like they got a well thought out plan for you. It's like any other company.
Well,
what are we going to do with the new guy today?
Okay. My big boss is on vacation this week. So, so everything Brian got passed on to the HR guy. Okay. So yeah.
Yep. An HR guy had no fucking plan in place. HR, fuck those people. They cause more problems than they solve.
They got a 45-page employee handbook.
Jesus Christ.
And My first day on the job, I said to the new guy, or I said to the HR guy, I said, he goes, did you happen to go through the, I said, no, I didn't. A handbook is just to keep you guys from losing a lawsuit.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's all they're for. So yeah. I didn't bother to go through it.
I've got common sense. I know how to, yeah, I'm an adult. I know how to act at work.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I embarrassed myself to a degree heretofore unknown in my recent history.
Fucking done, man.
Yeah, no, I am done.
Yep, you're out.
I'm happy. I tagged some young ass several months ago. Or outside, fucking had a bullet in my head last night.
Oh shit!
What's going on in fucking Jeff Durant town? Are you guys doing anything special for the 4th next week or?
We're going to the ball game Friday night. No. Next week.
It's your guys' hip new thing, man.
Yeah. It's fun. I like it.
I love baseball.
Yep.
Baseball, though, is, how do I put this? It's on TV. And that's fine for me. I'm good. I'll turn on the Braves. And it's on TV. And that's
you don't care to go out to the ballpark?
No, buddy.
No?
No. I'll go with you. And we talked about getting a suite for the anniversary next year.
Yeah.
I'll do that. But I'm not on a day-to-day basis interested in...
You know, we got this minor league club that's an affiliate of the big leagues, you know, here in town. It's 30 minutes away from us. I would much rather do this than go to the big city to see an MLB game and fuck around with the crowds
and the parking and the whole thing. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, this is fucking great. You get baseball, you know.
I don't disagree with you.
And the bathrooms are never crowded. And yep.
Last year, I was thinking, you know what? Let me go to a Braves game this year in Atlanta. Now, this is a year and a half ago.
Have you been to a Braves game in Atlanta?
No, never.
Okay.
I've seen the Braves play...
That's a good one.
It's a fucking duck.
Sounded like a duck honking his duck horn.
Unprecedented. You're so childish. I've seen the Braves play 3 times. They lost each time.
Wow.
Yeah. But like a year and a half ago, I go, I'm going to go to Atlanta, like in July.
Oh, Jesus Well, Christ. No, wait. Holy shit.
At that point in that
you
job.
You think you were finished in the business moving some furniture on a mild June day.
Buddy, I didn't touch a stick of fucking furniture. It was all
whatever.
Boxes
of shit. Yeah, no, Jesus Christ. Buddy. You're going to go to Hotlanta in July?
Well, at that point, I was at the old job, and I was taking off 3 weeks a year. March, July, and November. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I go, okay. This year, I'm going to go to Atlanta to watch a, you know, like a nighttime, then afternoon, and then I'll get on a plane and come home. I looked at hotels in the Battery, you know, which is right outside the fucking stadium there. $650 a night?
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I went, I'm good. I'm good.
I bet plane ticket out there was cheaper than that.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So I just went, nah, you know what? I'm good.
From our locale here, that's a direct flight. You could get United or Delta right to their hub, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's a pilgrimage I will have to make eventually.
Yeah.
But I don't know what needs to be.
Where have you, so you've seen them what, in the region here? You've seen them play the Cubs?
All in Chicago.
Okay, yeah. Do they play the White Sox at all ever?
They did this year.
Oh, did they? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, White Sox at Atlanta last week smacked us in the mouth 2 out of 3 games.
I think. Wow. Huh.
Yeah. I got to tell you, we're not having a great June. We are not.
Yeah.
I know the Cubs are coming around, but we are not.
Yeah, Cubbies are coming around.
Look, I'm not even going to bother to learn the name of your shitty fucking whatever position he plays.
Who? Pete Crow?
Yeah.
PCA center fielder.
I'm not going to bother to learn his
center fielder.
Stupid shitty name.
Center fielder.
I heard you.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
Not going to bother with
PCA.
It. Not going to bother with
Hayseed.
That. Yeah, he is a fucking hick.
Oh, boy, that's what I
But I'll tell you
him
what.
Fucking Hayseed.
Since you told that little blonde girl to go pound sand in her fucking asshole, he's a fucking MVP candidate. Yep. Just kidding.
I believe it was suck my fucking dick, bitch.
God damn. He's bet what, like 350 or whatever since he told that bitch to fuck off?
He's betting almost five.
Since he told her that?
Yep. Well, no, because he actually went into a slight little slump right after that. But like a week or two later, man, just blast. I saw something today. He must have done something with the sleeves on his shirt, or maybe the undershirt that he wears, because it said something about since he went sleeveless, he's batting like almost 500 and cranked out
sleeves, isn't it?
You know,
he told that chick to fuck off.
Yep.
And fucking unburdened his soul. Oh, he's fucking Joe DiMaggio all of a sudden.
Yeah, that was a fucking cunty White Sox fucking fan too.
How is he defensively? Can he play? Like,
Oh yeah. He's good.
Is he good?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good.
Very good.
Well, I want good things for you guys, as long as this doesn't interfere with what the Braves are doing. So, you know.
Well, we're, what are you? You're east. Is there what east. Is east? East, yeah.
East, yeah.
We're central.
So. Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, fart. Oh man. Anyway, light baseball talk, everybody. Fucking boring America to fucking tears. Get a sports talk radio show, you fucking assholes.
20 plus years now. Boring you since 2005.
Yeah. Just old guys sitting around talking. It's like, why don't you go get a lunch and do this? Exactly. You're not wrong.
You guys got pigeons to feed somewhere? Did you get any on the monitor?
Nope. I was taking a drag off this Coke, though, when Jeff said that. And you about fucking wore that Coke.
Coke coming out your nose.
Close. It was pretty close. You pigeons to feed. Oh, shit. That's a tasty fucking beverage. God,
we've talked about this a million times. That Coca-Cola company's got it fucking going on. They got it figured out.
I got to get over to the Costco. I'd hate to go during the weekend, but I'm going to get more fucking Cokes.
You know what? Actually, that would be a fun trip for us, because you could go see a Braves game, and I wouldn't mind seeing a Coca-Cola fucking place down in Atlanta.
I'd go to that.
You know, yeah. Yeah.
They got a bottler there still, right?
I think so.
A bottler? I'd go to that.
Yeah.
That'd be a great tour.
God.
That one went up my ball bag. I like those. I like when they
tickle it a little bit. Yeah, those are nice. I like those. Yeah. A nice little treat.
If I can't get a girl's tongue on that thing, I'll take my fart. I'll take my fart gas. I'll take that.
I don't need you. Don't lie to me. Tell me there's a bra in the car waiting to tongue my balls.
I don't need it.
I love that clip, man.
I don't need the whole tongue, just the tip.
Just, you know, a little light, you know.
On the crease while I whack my mule. That's all I ask. I don't think that's too much to ask.
I whack my mule.
But I got to line up for Jocktober this year. That's going to fucking blow your goddamn socks off.
Well, how's that show yesterday?
Oh, man.
I turned that on for a few minutes and went, I can't do this anymore.
They did the phony second date fake phone call. Now, in the strictest technical sense, several years ago, the FCC made it so that you can't pick up the phone and fake call someone. You can't call a real person unless you immediately ask their permission to have them on the air.
Yes.
And you got to broadcast it. So any phony phone call you hear, we're going to call Bob, went out with Sandra, and we're going to call Sandra and see how the date went. It's all fake.
It's all phony.
It's either a service or the secretary or someone in the office or, okay? It's never a real person. Never, 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 never a real person. They had the morning show on as I'm going up to this job yesterday, and it was a 45-minute fucking drive from our office, by the way.
Yeah, that's a bit of a haul.
And they turned on this morning show, and they did the second date phony phone call, and I texted Jeff, and I'm like,
I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
They're doing the second date phony phone call. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. God damn it. I just, and I'm fucking losing my mind.
Jocktober.
So this year when we do Jocktober, I think we have three.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is woof, man. God damn. There's a service. There's like prep services, too, that will have phony phone calls for you to play. You know, like syndicated that you could buy and have on your show. It's never a real person. Never a real person.
Gross.
Now, you know, Bob from fucking T-Neck calls in. Now, that's
Bob from T-Neck.
Now, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
But, you know,
Bob called voluntarily.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Steve is on the phone and he went out with Sandra last night and let's see how that went. You know?
Yeah.
And then they call the girl, the secretary, who just happens to be really articulate on the phone and like have a, you know, answer for everything right away. And
yeah, right.
And there was part of me that went, you know, let's just tell him it's not real and see the fucking reaction. But then I figured they'd make me walk home, you know, yeah, right, back to the office. I did. So
you ruined our fun.
You fucking low IQ dummies. This is why you move 500-pound furniture for a fucking living.
How many energy drinks did they pound in that 45-minute drive?
I don't think there were any of that.
No, really?
I had a Coke on the way up, but yeah, that was, you know. Those are the pictures I sent you. It was from that job I was at yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, do you guys have any pigeons to feed? I would love to, you know, have a forceful denial of that, but one of the things I have to do this year is get a bag of bird food, so I really
can't argue. Bird food.
I guess fucking Kylie got me in the habit of feeding fucking birds. So now I got a bird feeder in my fucking yard, if you must goddamn know.
I could see me in the park, like, luring pigeons close up with breadcrumbs and shit, and then just kicking them. Get the fuck out of here.
Beat it,
pigeon. Kick rocks, you pigeon scum.
Speaking of birds.
Yeah.
Well, I do have some news stories this week, if you're done. If you're finished babbling with me, I do have a couple news stories. God damn, we've been babbling for a long time, too. We suck so goddamn much.
Coming up, handsome, mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Now to a story we all wish would be just a gross urban legend. But in McCurtain County, a former Arby's manager is charged with felony poisoning, accused of spitting in a woman's food and giving her herpes as a result.
Gave it a herpaderp, huh?
Yeah, the old herpaderp. Obviously, it's the herpaderp.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I used to have to give him the herp the old-fashioned way.
While they were sleeping? It's not the old-fashioned way there, cuz.
I must politely disagree. Oh, yeah. See, I did it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
While they were unconscious. Speaking of super spreaders, that was me.
Speaking of what?
Super spreaders, you hard of hearing motherfucker. Oh, yeah. I gave him the herpaderp.
Herpaderp.
Oh, yeah. It all holes. Nothing like having an outbreak in your asshole. That's what I say. I feel sorry about the inconvenience. Oh, gee, that's the cause, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice to see the cause.
haven't seen the cause in a minute.
Been a while.
Yeah. Probably for the best. Boy, we're going to fucking party when that guy dies, huh? Fucking serial woman rapist. Oh.
He's not dead yet?
No, not yet.
Hey, speaking of that.
All right.
Don't we have an update on the Deadpool?
We do, and I'm sorry I didn't mention it.
No, you're not, because now we're fucking tied up.
Well, no, but here's what happened. Yes, Team Jeff pulls even. Now it's 2-2.
Two?
But honestly, what happened was I went looking for an audio piece for Alan Greenspan.
Yeah.
You know, because we kind of like to play something and kind of make fun. Every piece I found was the most boring fucking thing you'd ever heard. There's nothing to make fun of.
Oh, was he talking about fucking laissez-faire capitalism and how great Ayn Rand was?
The rates of the, you know. And
Jesus
he's
Christ.
90 in every fucking thing I saw. And he's, the problem with the market is, fuck off. It's 3 minutes of this nonsense. Holy shit. Buddy, we couldn't have had fun with any of it. That's what I have, honestly. But yes, you're 100% right. Team Jeff does pull even.
Pull even.
So it's 2-2.
After a long night bartending, Jenica Church stopped at Arby's in Broken Bow.
It was taking a little bit of
time. She's made some lifestyle choices here, huh?
Broken Bow, Oklahoma?
That's a great question. It is... yes.
Yes.
You are correct.
Broken Bow, Oklahoma. Remember that old 68 Ford pickup I had that I drove in high school?
Yeah, I fucking loved that truck.
That
the white truck?
That had a, you know how like dealerships, car lots, now they put a sticker on there, you know.
Yeah, they fucking
Durant's used cars or whatever, yeah. You know. This one had an actual chrome one, and it was from some dealership in Broken Bow, Oklahoma.
Boy, I wish you'd have kept it. I love that
truck. Yeah, I know. That was a good truck.
I thought they were probably mad at me because it was right about to close.
Jenica said she had some history with Amanda Hendricks, the manager, but nothing major. She went home, ate, and shared sandwiches with her father-in-law and grandmother-in-law.
Jenica, her husband, the kids, and the grandparents all lived together.
Of course they do.
After that night, Jenica's mouth began to flare up like it never had before.
Maybe you're allergic to the roast beef. The au jus.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Or it could be the herpes layered in there.
Maybe it's the way you spin on my food.
Well, a fucking sandwich made my lips burn.
That's what she told her.
This made my asshole itch.
That's what she told her husband. This is not what happened.
Right.
The doctor diagnosed her with herpes.
Oh.
Herpes.
Herpaderp.
Several times a week, I get a flare-up. It goes all the way up to the top of my eye. My eye twitches.
Oh man.
She got the eye twitchy herp.
Man, there's nothing worse than the eye twitcher.
She got the hitchy.
Nothing worse than the fucking eye twitcher. Good Lord. Oof.
I mean, it's very painful.
You're probably wondering, how could she possibly connect herpes to Arby's?
I was wondering that exact thing, lady.
Well, I got to tell you, every time I have Arby's, I think about it. It's
how the fuck have I not got herpes from this shit yet?
How have I not gotten it from this fucking quote-unquote roast beef
Jesus
sandwich?
Christ.
You don't know what this is. It could be falcon. I don't fucking know what this meat actually is.
It's roast beef.
Okay.
Broken Bow is a small town. Jenica says Amanda Hendricks was bragging about spitting in her sandwiches.
Man. Yeah, spitting a bitch's food? Fuck that bitch.
Yeah. And I'm going to show you a picture here in a minute.
Who, the one, the spitter?
The spitter.
Or the spitty.
No, the spitter.
The spitter.
And you look at her and go, yeah, that's, yeah.
You're wondering who the fuck gave that herpes?
I don't know why you keep her around food prep.
Night. And Jenica's daughter heard the story.
According to the affidavit, Broken Bow police say they pulled cameras and saw Amanda spitting in the food. She's charged with felony poisoning with intent to injure. A warrant has been issued for her arrest.
A warrant? She's on the run? Was she in the herp mobile?
Quick, ricin to the herp mobile. Nothing? Ricin?
No, it was funny. I laughed.
You hear that as like a tale that wouldn't happen. That's literally what I was...
Well, no, I mean, you wouldn't...
Just about to say, like, people say, oh, we'll spit in your food or whatever, you know, but I've never seen that happen.
Jenica and her family...
Well, I think every day you look in the mirror, you see that happen, sweetheart.
family filed a lawsuit against Amanda, Arby's, and affiliated restaurant groups, claiming extreme anxiety, emotional distress, and fear of infection. Jenica fears it'll impact her service industry work.
Service industry?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She works at Hardee's.
I'm sorry, but I still call it Burger Chef. Go fuck yourself.
That's the turf war between Arby's and Hardee's.
It's a broken bow fucking fast food turf wars.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. They can't be in the same room together.
Personally, if I go out to eat and I see somebody with that big old thing on their face, I don't want them serving my food. I can't kiss my daughter's face off anymore. That was like my thing. Just kiss your face off. You know what I mean? Just, I don't know. It's sad.
The fallout is...
Yeah.
Tough for Jenica's mother-in-law, Patricia Dollarhite, to even talk about.
I'm sorry. When we were leaving today, my son...
Your son.
...was sitting at my table, eating breakfast.
Spit it out, Mom!
Come on.
God damn! Are we going for a local Emmy here? Just get to it!
And he wanted a kiss. Bye. But he could not have one.
Get a dental dam, you loser.
She takes her fucking glasses off like Cronkite. Cronkite.
No. No, sorry, buddy.
Did I say Cronkite?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you know I'm not going to let that go, right?
Yes, and the lavish woman will be learning all about it. See me terrible troubles.
You mushmouth idiot.
So you bet I'm angry. I see what it's doing to my grandchildren. To my son.
Your son.
To my husband.
Jesus Christ. Right.
You know what? You know, I'm expecting the last word to be here. Barbaric.
I'm treating of these poor creatures.
I don't want to kiss my husband.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he doesn't want to kiss you either, lady. You probably went, finally, an excuse.
You know what you call the man who's married to the most beautiful woman in the world?
No, I don't.
The man who is tired of fucking the most beautiful woman in the world. Oh. Trust me, he has no interest in kissing you, sweetheart. I got news for you.
The food. Because he hasn't food. Had
an out. What do you do with the food?
Break.
Little Larry King, we gotta have that somewhere, right?
Doesn't mean he don't have it.
The family attorney, Will Blocker, says he's floored that it appeared to be accepted behavior as no other witness.
He's Cox's brother.
Hi. Cox Blocker, attorney at law.
Cox Blocker. Dave, glad to meet you.
Blocker and Blocker, attorney at law.
Blocker and Blocker. It's Cock and Street. Blocker. I almost named my son Clock.
Clock?
Yeah. Clock. With.
You could have named him.
I could have had five things there.
Could have named him Counter Clock Wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Witness employees did anything.
And they let it go all the way out the door to the point my client now has a communicable disease. That has to be culture.
Fucking
is that Tom Brokaw, her fucking attorney?
Tom Brokaw.
I'd like to call as my first witness.
You remember when we interviewed Jerry?
Menachem Begin.
Menachem Begin?
I don't know where that fucking came from. Jesus Christ.
Deeper than just Arby's Broken Bow, Oklahoma. Maybe it's Flynn Restaurant Group and all 300 different kinds
sorry.
Of stores.
Her attorney must be Keanu Reeves.
I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Attaboy.
Excellent.
Get that check.
Yeah.
So we reached out to Broken Bow Police about the footage, but it is a holiday, so we'll reach back.
I think you could have reached out to them 2.5 minutes ago and fucking ended this story, honey. Fucking hell.
Back out on Monday. We've also asked Arby's for comment and have not heard back yet. Now to...
Arby's responded, I'm surprised you caught us, frankly.
Yeah. Tom Brokaw is 86 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't see him around.
No.
And so that's...
quietly went away.
Yeah. Well, that's when you retire, you're supposed to fucking
right.
go away.
Yeah.
You know who was funny on 30 Rock? And I've been kind of going back and forth between 30 Rock and the Three Stooges the last few weeks. But Brian Williams was really funny on 30 Rock. He was a couple times a season. Yeah, he was.
Did he play
really
himself?
Funny, yeah.
Okay.
Just like little cutaway stuff.
Yeah.
But he was
yeah.
funny.
Huh.
At this pool, you know, we don't get a lot of emergencies.
Lifeguard Mike Durso thought he was walking into just another day on the job.
Hey, everybody!
One fall off the diving board and hit the deck. That was pretty bad, but this one.
That was hilarious. How do you act like that's not hilarious?
It was just, you know, out of left field.
That's when he learned anything, and I mean anything, can happen.
We got
it. My coworkers and I were setting up the food court umbrellas, and all of a sudden we hear this loud crash. We turn around, and there's just a Tesla sitting in the middle of our pool.
Town officials say the driver was trying to park, but instead accelerated, went in between a set of trees, through a fence, and into the pool.
I'm just thinking...
an elderly driver was rescued.
No.
Yep.
No. This has got to be some type of training exercise or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. If they're going to train you, they're going to get someone's Tesla running into the fucking pool.
Put an electric car in the fucking pool, you dullard.
Fucking tool bag.
Durso was one of the first lifeguards to spring into action.
Ooh. I was just in shock, you know. I mean, I stayed pretty calm because the dude was breathing. He was conscious.
I was in shock, but I stayed calm. Make your fucking mind up.
Just I wasn't really worried about that. But my main concern was that the water level would rise above his head, so we had to get him out before that happened.
Now, see, if it were me and I were part of that lifeguard crew, I would have fucked with my fellow lifeguards. You can't jump in that pool. There's an electric car in there. It's going to shock you. Hey, that guy's dead. Fuck it.
You'd have taken the Ted Kennedy way out. Oh, yeah. You'd have fucking left the fucking car in the water.
Hands behind my back, whistling as I'm walking away from the scene.
Yeah, I'm wet and cold.
I
better go back to the potty.
I don't know how I got so wet.
That cocksucker fucking kills that girl and then shows up. Not only walks away, but then shows up on the news with a fucking neck brace on.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that cocksucker's fucking neck.
The whole fucking family is.
And they fucking let him to the Senate over and over and over again. Cox, I'm glad. When he fucking died, I partied. Fuck Ted Kennedy.
Yep.
When New Canaan police got in the water with him. Authorities say Durso helped officers break a window, open the door, and remove the driver safely on a backboard. The pool was closed at the time of the incident, town officials say, and the driver wasn't injured. But he was transported to the hospital where he was evaluated.
Yeah, you can't cure old.
Actually, a car.
No cure for old, man.
Nope.
In the pool definitely takes the cake. I've never seen anything like this here in the town. A lot of little things, you know, but this definitely takes the cake.
Parks and Rec Director John Howe says the pool will be closed so the town can...
The pool's closed. And how?
And
that ain't all.
Drain it and make sure it's safe for people to go back in it.
Of course, this time of year with school getting out and everything else, we'd love to be open, but we got to make sure it's safe, and we want to clean everything out.
It's a day these lifeguards won't soon forget.
I've gotten a lot of calls from my grandparents, I can tell you that, you know, calling me a hero. But
in New Canaan, I'm Justin DeVellis, News 12 Connecticut.
Shut up! Here's the picture of that girl that's spitting those sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She is a sandwich spitter.
She doesn't mean to spit in her sandwiches. It just falls out in that fucking gap in her fucking teeth. Drooling fucking useless piece of shit.
I love if she's a manager.
Jesus Christ.
I love if she's a manager at Arby's. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Mom, I finally made it.
Manager at Arby's making 40 grand a year or something, you know.
I'd kill to make 40 grand a year. You kidding me? Yeah.
Ew, God.
She's
boy,
a mess,
she is
huh?
fucking Oof. Wow.
Oh. Oof. Fucking meth mouth McGillicuddy. Sheesh. You fucking raccoon-eyed bitch. I hate her.
Raccoon-eyed bitch.
I fucking hate her. I think you're right. I think the fucking infection just fell out of her mouth
like a
fucking...
Yeah,
stammer retard. Well, clearly I've made a vocational error at some point in my fucking life. Look at this job at Arby's. Although, you know what? To me, you know, if they'd pay me what I'd make now, I'd go work at fucking Arby's.
Oh, manage a fucking... Yeah.
No. I'll just fucking sit in the back and put together dumb sandwiches all day.
Yeah.
No pressure in your life, man. There's nothing, you know, what's the deadline at Arby's?
Yeah, right.
What's the fucking, what's the success metric? What's the pyramid of success? What's our fucking standard? Meat on bread in your face. Pay me what I'm making. I'll go fucking put sandwiches together.
Well, fuck yeah.
Fucking hell yeah, I will. Not at McDonald's, though. They work too hard. But Arby's, fuck yeah. I'll go work at an Arby's for what I make.
Oh, you know that working at like an Arby's, a Wendy's, you know, because those are the, you know, the redheaded stepchildren of the fast food industry. It's, you know, it's got to be a fucking circus in those places.
Man, I had a chicken sandwich from Wendy's last week for the first time in a while, and wow, was that tasty. Son of a bitch.
I think Wendy's still does it all right. I like their burgers.
Man, awfully
those
tasty.
Goddamn Frosties are pretty good, too.
Yeah, I got Frosties, too.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to cover before I fucking go home and feed that fat kitty cat?
I don't think so.
I'm not going to lie to you. I got to get a fucking load out. I've been thinking about pussy all day long.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. Don't be stopping somewhere, and, you know, on the side of the road and doing it. You'll end up being on your own fucking podcast.
This week in the news, Bry Wash got stopped.
53-year-old man jerking off in his fucking Corolla.
Have you ever pulled one out while driving?
No.
Now, I've gotten blown while driving a million times, but I've never pulled one out.
No, why? What, you know, no.
Yeah, that's just...
very self-serving.
I don't know that the metaphorical juice is worth the squeeze on that one. It's a lot of effort. You know, mm-hmm. You just wait half an hour and, you know. Did I send you the link to the Commodore flip phone?
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that was fucking cool.
It'll run most Google apps without Google being on your phone.
Oh, wow. Nice.
It's $500. Man. Yeah. It's a flip phone, though. Like, it's... legit flip phone.
Yeah.
Cool as fuck, though.
Yeah, that was neat. I like that.
I mean, just had to get one of those. Well, I don't see any other reason to continue on with this. I'm going to go home. I'm going to eat some dinner.
Okay.
I'm going to eat dinner. I think I need to eat more than I need to whack my bag.
I mean, you can do both.
Maybe. I don't know.
Time you hitting the fucking sack here for work now.
Oh, you know, about this time, actually.
You serious?
Yeah, and then I roll over about 10:30 or 11, and I feed Sophie at 3, and I go back to bed about 3.
What time you got to be at work?
8.
8?
8.
So you're leaving the house 7:30?
No, if I stop and get a breakfast or a beverage, I leave about 7:15. If I'm going all the way out to the other office, I'm going to the one closer to my house, I'll leave at 7:30.
Yeah.
Because that's 12 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
But, boy, they got that fucking highway all fucked up.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Well, heading that way?
Oh, my God. Jesus fucking Christ. Well, let's go ahead and go home, buddy.
All right, man.
We'll try. Hey, we'll see you next week for our very special Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory episode. Then we'll see you in 2 weeks with our finger blown off 4th of July mayhem episode. And we'll talk to you then. This has been TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.